Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana N. King, but first, some news headlines.
Since you have refused to leave the roadway, you will be placed under arrest on the charge of disorderly conduct.
Police say 70 climate change protesters were arrested after they blocked traffic outside the New York Times building over the weekend. The protesters from the group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan and on the outside of the Port Authority bus terminal across the street. They were taken into police custody after they laid down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. Charges are pending. A spokesperson for Extinction Rebellion, Eve Mosher, says the group wants the media to report on the climate emergency so that people can start pushing for more radical responses. And hundreds of climate activists ended their protest inside one of Germany's biggest open-pit mines after police repeatedly ordered them to leave and authorities pulled some protesters out on Sunday. A coal mine in the Rhineland region has been the focus of protesters since Friday. They started after European Union leaders failed to agree on how to make the EU carbon neutral by 2050. In other news, immigrants in our area and throughout the nation were put on notice that a nationwide immigration sweep to deport undocumented people living in the U.S. would be underway. But on Saturday, Donald Trump delayed the sweep. On Twitter, he wrote, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border." Trump's tweet continued, "If not, deportation start!" Exclamation point. Meanwhile, New York City public advocate Jemani Williams held an emergency Know Your Rights call on Saturday night to alert immigrant families to their rights and what they should do to keep safe. Donna Lieberman, executive director of the NYCLU, says what's clear is that the Trump administration is playing with people's lives and stoking fear. She says it's important to prepare for whenever these raids might occur.
Importantly, the ACLU has materials online. So check the ACLU Instagram or Twitter feed or the NYCLU Instagram or Twitter feed for succinct documents that can give you a whole list of do's and don'ts. The key point, if there's one key point to remember, it's don't open the door to somebody you don't know unless you see a warrant from a court, not just a warrant, but a warrant from a court that has the name of a court on it. ICE issues its own warrants and lies to people, insists that they slip under the door, don't open it for them, a court warrant. And remember, you don't have to answer any questions. You can just say, even if they barge in, you can just say, "I don't consent to them coming in," and you want them to leave. Make every effort to call a lawyer as soon as possible. I want to remind people that Local Law 228 in New York City prohibits the use of any city resources for immigration enforcement. That means that the NYPD should not be there. That means that the NYPD should not be closing off the streets. So if anybody sees that happening ever, they should take pictures and notify the NYCLU. They could notify Moya. They could notify your office, Jemani. Finally, ICE is not allowed in our schools without a warrant for a court looking for a specific individual. They have no right to come into the school and roam the halls. They have no right to come into the school.
Thank you. Just really quick, the information you gave about what the rights are in school, I assume it's a K-12. Is there something similar for SUNY and CUNY?
It's important for college kids and faculty to demand that their institutions take steps to ensure that ICE is kept off campus, that they never be allowed into a dorm, into a building, onto campus without a warrant looking for a particular individual. And even if they have a warrant, to make sure that they are escorted and don't go running rampant.
According to the Immigrant Defense Project, what's key is to keep any and all papers, important or not important, in a safe place. They say people can be rapidly moved out of New York City and deported, so a trail of what happened is needed for deportation proceedings. And they say to be sure to keep paperwork with someone who is safe, who won't be impacted. If you need assistance, call the Immigrant Defense Project, 212-725-6422. Again, that's 212-725-6422. Or go to nyclu.org or the aclu.org, nyclu.org, aclu.org, or go on Twitter to @NYCLU, or Donna Lieberman's Twitter is @JustAskDonna. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.